This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It is the G-Back Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Time now for the Chris Young Show. Segments brought to you by Soda, that's state-of-the-art. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one's hurt in an accident, not your fault. Call the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Jump online to frankelfirm.com. It's also brought to you by carsforkids.org. Donate today at carsforkids.org. And it is time now here for the Chris Young Show in the G-Bag Nation. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Hey, guys, I'm well. How are you all?
We're doing about the same. Thank you. Story up on ESPN today that sets the scene. It's all about how the Rangers are just the latest team to struggle after winning the World Series. I was wondering how much you guys talked about that internally, or if Boach had mentioned anything about how tough it was for him in San Francisco.
Well, yeah, I mean, we came into the season with expectations that this was a world championship caliber team, and that, you know, we understood how much everything had to go our way. And what we saw last year with everything aligning there at the end when we got healthy and everybody performed at a very high level the last week of the season into the playoffs. And so I don't take for granted, and I've been part of it as a player as well in Kansas City in 2015. So I don't take for granted how magical those years are. I can't say perfectly that we saw this type of regression coming, that we would take such a large step backwards this season. And that's been the hard part for us as an organization. But, we've had numerous conversations, even through the off season, trying to account for how are we going to get back and play October baseball and give ourselves a chance to win the World Series again. And we thought, you know, we put together a very good roster, a very talented roster. We were depending a lot on a lot of the players that we had returning. And, for numerous reasons, it just hasn't gone our way this year. There have been a lot of contributing factors, and I think they all are important, from injuries to underperformance to some personnel decisions that me and the front office are responsible for. And ultimately, we're going to take a hard look and figure out what we need to do better this offseason to make sure that next year we bounce back and get back to being the team we believe we can be.
Do you think you could get back to the same level of confidence that you had in this team? That it can be at that 2023 level when we get to surprise next spring?
Yeah, I don't see why not. I really don't. I think with the talent we have and the core group that we have returning, obviously we have work to do this offseason and making the roster better and improving some areas that we didn't perform well this year. But my expectation every year is going to be to show up and to have a team that's capable of competing for a World Series championship. I just don't believe in this market that we should ever come to spring training without World Series expectations unless we are committed to an absolute rebuild. And frankly, I think those days are behind us.
CY, you mentioned that, every year seems to be different, either championship. Are there things that fundamental core values that you hold near and dear to you, did they get shaken a little bit this year, or is it something that it's just something that you believe in it so much that it'll never shake you?
Well, the core values aren't based on the performance of this year's team. The core values are based on successful organizations over the history of time. These core values have really passed those tests, and sure, all championship teams exhibit those core values. So I think it's up to us to continue to stay true to those values and make sure that we identify players and create an environment that is going to bring out and highlight those values. And when we see things that are contrary to the values, that we correct them or we move on from those types of behaviors. So I don't question the values that we have. I really believe that we do have a great group of guys. I think that for whatever reason, just a lot of them have had down years, and it's been frustrating. I think that, there's an argument to be made that if you put this roster together 7 out of 10 years, you'd probably have winning seasons, and 3 of them you may not. And this was one of the years that we haven't. But we are going to be faced with tough decisions moving forward, and who fits, who doesn't, and where we need to improve, and how we're going to put together a championship caliber club next year, because that's my expectation and that's what our fans deserve and that's what we're committed to.
One of your core players, obviously, Marcus Semien, and Marcus is a warrior, you know better than anybody, wants to play every single day. But last year, he sets the record for most at-bats in a single season. I don't know that the production has quite been there to his standard this year. I wonder your assessment of him as a whole. And is there something maybe going into the future that you're going to have to say, you're about to be 34, you'll look into maybe trying to give him more days off?
Yeah, and certainly the workload management is something not specific to Marcus, but with every player we have, making sure that they're getting enough rest and recovery to perform at their highest level and consistently perform at their highest level. And so with Marcus, it's going to be very important with any player getting into their mid to upper 30s. We're going to have to monitor that. That said, Marcus is about as good as they get in terms of the way he prepares, the way he takes care of himself, his routine, his work ethic, knowing himself, knowing when he needs to push it, when he can back off. And he really embodies so many characteristics of great players in terms of his preparation and routine and the care factor. So, as Marcus's season attributed in terms of the offensive decline that we've seen, in the second half, is that attributed to a workload management issue? It could be, and that's something we're evaluating. Or is it that, hey, just like many of the other guys, some of whom have had plenty of rest and haven't performed, is it just a down year? And so, I always say, I tell my kids all the time that if every game can't be your best game, or else you'd never have a best game. And I sort of feel the same on baseball seasons, that every year can't be your best season on your baseball card. And this year, unfortunately, we've had a lot of down years by traditional standards for the norm for a lot of our players. So that said, protecting Marcus, making sure that he ages well into his mid to late 30s and maintains his ability to compete at a very high level. And I don't want to take away from what Marcus has done offensively for us. Defensively for us, he's had a great year defensively.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I think he may be leading baseball and runs saved, and he made a heck of a play last night. And so, Marcus is still a leader in the organization. He's a tremendous player, and we're grateful for all the positives that he brings, and recognize that he's every player is going to have down moments in their career, and our expectation is Marcus, just like many others, is going to bounce back.
Could we get an update on your pitching injuries? Did we get some bad news on Gray, and any update on Malley?
Yeah, John came in today and, you know, had to, we had a hard conversation. Obviously, John has been a big part of our team this year. He struggled here of recent, but, you know, there were times throughout the year where he's carried us, and he's been dealing with this neuroma, which is, a nerve issue in his toe of his right foot, which is his push-off foot. And it's gotten to the point where it's really impacting him, not just in terms of pitching, but his day-to-day, his life, being able to sleep, be able to drive, walk, stuff like that. And so it's at a point now where we need to get it fixed. I think there's a surgical, a very easy surgical repair that, you know, really won't impact his off season, allow him to train and be strong for next year. So John was at a point where we felt like we're better off just getting this fixed now and giving him a full off season to train and prepare versus prolonging this and having him pitch through pain, especially when he may be compromising his mechanics. So it was a tough call to make, but I think the right call nonetheless. And we're grateful for, you know, all John's given us this year and hopeful that he'll bounce back and have a great year next year. Tyler still is in a little bit of a recovery mode. You know, some shoulder irritation. We don't want to push him too hard, given that he's coming off Tommy John. But nonetheless, saw some really good things from him, and I think we're at a point where we're just not gonna accelerate his recovery from this. Jacob pitching again this weekend, and so we're excited. And then Max is also going to go out on rehab this weekend, and you know, potential for both those guys to rejoin the rotation next week.
See why. I'm just interested when one day when you hang them up and you're at the lake house with all your buddies hanging out at the dock and stuff like that, and they ask you who the greatest baseball player is you ever played with or saw, where will Aaron Judge be on that list for you?
He's going to be pretty high. He's just tremendous. And I don't know Aaron well. I've gotten to know him a little bit just here and there, running into him at whether at the All-Star game or special events. And, just seems like a tremendous person, first and foremost. I think every fan should really, appreciate the person that Aaron is. And I think that's, to me, what stands out. He's a special player, but he's also a very special human being. I think people just gravitate towards him because of his personality and his humility. And, you know, as I look at it from a parent's perspective, he's everything I'd want my sons to be. And he's near at the top of the list in terms of the greatest players I've ever seen.
It's Chris Young here with you in the Nation. Okay, so when it comes to competitive balance tax, do you believe that as a front office, you should be repeat payers on that throughout the duration of contending and accept that the tax is like the cost of doing business, essentially, to stay competitive?
Well, I think you're getting into some philosophical ownership questions to some degree, decisions that I don't make by myself. That said, I think, you know, we're in a market and in a size of a market where we can and should be willing to go over the luxury tax, you know, at the right times, the right moments. And I'm very grateful to our ownership last season for allowing us to do so. I think some of those moves that we were able to make at the deadline, which put us over the luxury tax threshold, contributed to us winning the World Series. And likewise, this year, ownership gave us the resources to put together a team that came into the season well over the luxury tax threshold. And unfortunately, it hasn't worked out for us this year. But nonetheless, I think that they have given us the resources. I think they've shown a willingness to go over the tax when necessary. I think it's a competitive advantage that we have in this market. And my expectation is that when the team is capable of winning a World Series, the resources that we need will be there for us.
We give you permission to go over the tax anytime you want. Whatever you want to
do. Just throw it.
Not my money either. So.
Yeah. If you feel like you need to go over the tax to make us a little bit better, we'll trust you. Go ahead and just go over the tax. All right.
We'll vouch for you.
We'll vouch for you.
You guys can come advocate for me. Thank you.
Hey, you know, we got your back. We did want to ask you before we let you boogie out of here, because we got to talk with Jack Leiter earlier. But that lineup with the Yankees, I mean, went through two rounds pretty strong. That third time through is when things got a little wonky. But how'd you assess Jack Leiter's performance and where he's at right now?
Yeah. You know, it's funny. It was an interesting game. I actually thought it was the best Jack's pitched here in his big league starts thus far. Saw some real positive things last night. Was really encouraged for him. Hated that the sixth inning, you know, it kind of started with an infield hit there. I think that if that's a ground out, it may change the course of that inning. But nonetheless, that's part of being a big leaguer, is that you got to go out and face the third time through the order if you want to be a good starting pitcher. And I just love that Boach gave him that opportunity to go out and for the third time face the top of the New York Yankee lineup with two of the best hitters in the game, and Juan Soto and Aaron Judge. So, you know, I think we saw that maybe not quite a finished product in terms of being able to navigate that third time. But nonetheless, what we saw the first five innings and gave up two runs and pitched very, very well against a tough lineup, I thought was a huge step in the right direction. I told Jack as much last night that I thought there were so many positives from this game, and don't let the negative from the either the final line or that sixth inning detract from all the positives that happens. You know, this is part of pitching development. I certainly experienced as a young pitcher that there are a lot of games where you feel like you're so close to having a good game, but it slips away from you. And the next step in the development is to be able to navigate that lineup for the third time through. And Jack will get there. But there were real positives last night, and I'm happy for him, and I'm excited to see him build off this. That's going to be the important part moving forward.
You're the man, CY. Thank you so much. Chat with you next week.
Guys, thank you. I appreciate it.
Cheers. There he goes. Chris Young, Rangers GM here. Mostly Mondays at 4:20 in the nation. Couldn't make it yesterday with the holiday. Nice enough to reschedule for today, so we're quite appreciative.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.